Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, as you know, you can't avoid it. Black Friday is upon us. It's not a single day anymore. It's almost a season. Be it in-store or online, it will be spend, spend, spend. Now, can you do it sustainably? Well, to help us on that score is futurist, climate and sustainability journalist Jo Lynn. And Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Black Friday, it is spend, spend, spend.
It's spend, spend, spend. And there's some amazing statistics about it. I love getting into the nitty-gritty about what we're actually spending. So AIB customers alone last Black Friday had over 1 million transactions. They spent over 120 million euro just on Black Friday, not throughout the month or anything. So at one stage between 10 and 11 a.m., there was 19 transactions happening every second. So a phenomenal amount of money is spent on Black Friday.
Do they break it down how much is online and how much is in store?
That was all online. So that was all online with their car transactions sitting at home, which is just absolutely mind-blowing. And that's just AIB customers. So you can imagine how much is being spent. And actually, in Ireland, we spend more than the EU average. We spend about 283 euro here, every person. I mean, if you're engaging in Black Friday, the EU average, I think, is 268. So we are one of the highest spenders when it comes to Black Friday. And most people are using Black Friday to buy their Christmas presents. We know that.
Which does make sense.
Totally.
Now, it hurts many of the stores, of course, who are hoping for a retail bonanza coming up to Christmas, but instead people are going online. The stores come back, of course, with their own Black Friday offers. And one of the things, you know, I'm not one for buying a lot online, but the tedium, if I buy, say, a pair of trainers, which I haven't done, why? Because I like to feel them on my feet before I pay the money.
Completely. And this is it. You know, when you're buying online, we know that you're 3x more likely to return the item than if you actually go into store. For that very reason, Pat, you need to maybe touch something, feel it, see what it looks like on you. So there's a lot of issues when you're buying items like that online, and that does unfortunately lead to returns.
Now, KPMG did a study in the UK. How many of the Black Friday items are returned?
They found that at least 12% of Black Friday items are returned. And in Ireland, 37% of people are going to make a purchase that they didn't plan for. So I suppose there's two kind of
impulse purchase.
Impulse purchase. They see a great deal or they get an email saying, quick, 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 there's 10% off or whatever it is, and they just go for it.
Are we worse than the rest of Europe for this?
Yeah, we love a little impulse purchase. Again, like our spending habits, we are more impulsive than the EU shopper. We just are pulled into those deals. So we're spending a lot here. We're doing a little bit more compulsively, more than our EU counterparts for sure.
Now, a lot of the purchasing, and tomorrow we'll be doing our tech toy show with Jess Kelly, and she'll be talking about a lot of, you know, electronics and small items of electronics. And the question is, you buy it, it has a certain shelf life, it'll go out of date or it breaks or whatever. Are we good at bringing it back and recycling it?
We're not. And that's so true, Pat. Like, this time of year is when we purchase over half of all of our small electronics, and only 1 in 3 are being recycled. So this is the time of year when everyone is buying new phones, tablets, Christmas lights, toys, all of that stuff, and then we're only recycling 1 in 3. So this is really the time for maximum consumerism and minimum thought and recycling, unfortunately. So it's just bringing people's attention, because look, if you have your eye on something, or if there's a great deal for an item that you really need, Black Friday is amazing, and a lot of people really are strategic with it. It's when it comes to those impulse purchases or the things that maybe you don't need that then are unfortunately going to landfill and being returned. That's where the issue really starts. And
hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
It's easy to take electrical stuff to your recycling centre. I mean, and all the shops that sell stuff to you, they have to take it back.
They'll take it back. And if you're going in buying stuff in person over the next few weeks, bring all those broken things, bring the old things, just hand them in. They have bins there. It's so, so easy to do. And we really need to do it because, unfortunately, we're actually running out of the components that are in a lot of these electrical goods. So we need to recycle them.
Now, we're told that, for example, in the Amazon centre, there's a new Amazon centre. I think Bobby had a look at that the other week. And it's all done robotically. A lot of it, there's very little hand picking now. It's all machine done. But still, I see the vans circling the neighbourhood. Often I will see two or three different Amazon vans as I'm out for my walk, and they're delivering in the same area, it would appear. But I'm sure the logistics people are trying to refine all of that.
I'm sure they are, because what those vans are doing, Pat, there's actually a technical term for it. It's called the last mile. So that is when an item has travelled maybe from across the world or across the country, and then the last mile is when someone gets into a van and drives it into an estate.
Yeah, because, I mean, it's arriving in bulk in the centre.
Exactly.
And then it's put on the shelves and then it's picked automatically. But then it's into a van and it's delivered by a driver.
And like you said, there might be, you know, I've heard of people getting three or four different deliveries in a day from four different vans. So the last mile emissions are huge. And as more and more of us shop online, those last mile emissions are only going to grow. They're set to grow about 78% by 2030, which is massive. And even when these people are, you know, saying, oh, we're going to convert to renewable energy, our vans are going to be electric, you're still talking about a massive drain on our electricity system. So it's a big, big problem. And, you know, again, it comes back to this thing. If you need to buy it online, absolutely. If you can buy it in person, it's such a great way to support.
Now, the idea of the future, you're a futurist, right? The idea would be that this autonomous vehicle trundles down your road and stops, and then maybe a little robot gets out and picks out the package and delivers it to your door. You see, it's all very well if you could drop it in the local shop, for example. You drop everything for that area in the local shop, but that's not what happens. The driver comes along, he knocks on the door, maybe throws it over the wall or over the gate. I mean, he has his own methodology for regular purchasers. And that still involves humankind and vans. Autonomy is a long way off.
It's a long way off. And we have seen a big increase in drone deliveries. And I know that's being rolled out in different cities, including Dublin. But again, there's a lot of stumbling blocks to that. So, and look, at the same time, we need humans in our jobs. For sure, we don't want robots doing everything. But there's a huge issue. And when it comes to traffic at this time of year, having all of those vans on the road is a big, big problem for everyone.
And you're wondering, if you have drones in the sky, I mean, are they all going to be interfering with each other? If they're, I mean, they should have avoidance technology, but who knows? And then two drones crash into each other and everything falls down on top of me below.
Imagine what our Christmas will look like in 3 or 4 years.
Well, of course,
all these drones.
Don't forget, Santa Claus does exactly that.
You took the words out of my mouth. He's doing it too. He manages it, so.
Now, returns. How many of them are actually resold? Because maybe it's just the wrong size, or maybe there's some slight fault in the electronics. It doesn't work. It has to be repaired. Is it repaired or is it scrapped?
Oh, this is honestly my bugbear, because when I see people saying, I'll buy these three dresses and I'll see which one is nice and I'll return the other two, thinking, to be fair to them, that that item is going to go back into the shop or back to the online seller and be resold. Unfortunately, we don't have stats because shops and retailers are extremely very, very private when it comes to this data. But we know that most things aren't. Because if you think about it, Pat, the effort, if an item is sent back, someone has to unpack it, check it and see, is it okay or has it been damaged? Then it needs to go back onto the system. It needs to go back into a warehouse. It's just too much. So unfortunately, we know in the US alone, there are billions, literally billions of pounds of waste going to landfill from returns. So companies get it back and it's not worth their while.
Now, what's the likelihood if you buy online that you'll send it back versus if you buy it in store and you send it back?
Way less. If you buy something in store and you physically bring it back, there is a good chance that will be put back onto the shelves. When you're sending something back to a warehouse, you have a logistic problem because, you know, a retailer might use the same warehouse as, you know, 150 other retailers. So how logistically is that going to come back, be sorted?
Yeah, and suppose it's stained because someone actually has pretended they didn't wear it, but they did.
So are you honestly going to pay someone to sit down, go through with a fine tooth comb and check? No. So the big message is just avoid doing that if you can.
But the retailers are deterring people from sending back because they're charging them.
this is the thing, because during COVID, to be fair, people couldn't get into the shops. So people were bulk buying things and then returning them. And the retailers were like, wow, this is a huge issue for us in terms of the cost of actually sending stuff and then the cost of actually bringing things back. So now retailers are adding on a fee.
You've got some final advice to shop smart. What do you say?
Yes. If you're doing your Black Friday shopping, look, there's a great way to do it. Have your list, be very specific, make sure you know what you're getting and get the deals. Amazing. Otherwise, please support Irish and support local. We know that every 10 euro that's spent locally adds about 40 euro value to the local economy. And at the moment, you have small Irish retailers who are competing with some of the retailers you mentioned and trying to get those sales. So please support Irish and support local.
Very good. Joe Lennon, who's climate and sustainability journalist and a futurist. Joe, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.